if I get focused on belief, I don't have the strength of belief. It's more like looking at the doubt, the enslavement to the doubt that owns me.
That's correct. That it's not, you don't need to make yourself believe. You need to doubt the doubt. You see, it's not what you think. It isn't that, oh, I have belief. Hallelujah. 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 I can hear the chorus already. And everybody's caught up in hallelujah. No. Faith is very quiet. See? It's very quiet. It's almost nothing. And it's like an abandon of all your electrochemical thoughts. So you're not involved in that. And suddenly you see everything clearly, and you see that little creature of doubt. You see it. And you know it isn't you. It's become you. It's infused itself in you, and you've infused itself. And so therefore, it gives you permission to appetite. The whole range, and you can never get enough. It fulfills itself on your failing. It fills itself on your failing, and you get empty.
And I see there's a level to that, that at one point it's an emotional, an animal, a gut hunger to eat, to devour something, almost a predatorial thing.
It is.
When you overcome that, when I saw that, then I see that there's that more subtle thing that's underneath that, the thing that says, go ahead and eat this, go ahead and do that. Before, it wasn't even that. It was a more guttural.
It was more physical feeling.
Yes.
But beyond the physical feeling, there's invisible voice.
Right. Once you transcend the physical feeling and you begin to see what that is, then there's that thing that's more subtle that's underneath
it. It talks.
Yes.
It almost talks to you with words. It's like you didn't lock the door. You know the old saying, but it's deeper than that. It's more subtle than that.
Yeah,
it goes. You can even quote your scriptures to justify whatever it wants you to do. That's why you've got to be careful of it.
Yes.
I quote scriptures every now and then only to make a point, and not that you should take the scripture home with you.